So welcome. My name is Melissa Cummings, and I'm an occupational therapy graduate student at University of New Mexico. In this occupational therapy podcast, we will be talking to Mary Thielander Hill about falls prevention. Mary is an occupational therapist who works with adult rehabilitation in acute and outpatient settings. She is also a faculty member at the University of New Mexico, offering instruction on management and administration of occupational therapy, neuroscience, and problem-based learning. She is on the advisory board of Best Buddies of New Mexico and is an active community chair of the New Mexico Occupational Therapy Association Student Scholarship Silent Auction. Her research interests include occupational needs of families who are in homeschooling. So thank you so much, Mary, for joining me.
Thank you, Melissa.
Today we're going to be talking about falls prevention. Why is that important?
Falls are an incredibly important subject to discuss. It's important to note that 1 in 3 people over the age of 65 will fall this year, and that falls are the most common cause of both traumatic brain injuries and hip fractures. I feel that in my practice, I super frequently work with people where the primary diagnosis, the number one reason that they're in the hospital, is a fall. And many falls are preventable. This is a way that occupational therapists can help people stay out of the hospital and have safer lives at home.
Well, this really is a very important subject then. Do you have any tips or advice?
I have some specific tips related to risk factors that people may experience in the community. The first risk factor I want to talk about, and these are identified by the Centers of Disease Control, is that if a person has difficulty getting up or down from the toilet, if this is hard, this is an essential skill for living at home. An occupational therapist can perform activity analysis to help people gain or regain independence and physical skills. We also might recommend modifications to the bathroom that are specific for what that person needs that can help getting up and down from the toilet or in and out of the tub or shower safer every time. Occupational therapists can perform home evaluations. Might recommend removing rugs. We might recommend specific grab bars, shower chairs, or railings. We might recommend lighting at night or even during the day, high contrast markings for steps or stairs, and reorganizing different rooms of the house for ease and safety. Another risk factor that occupational therapists can address is when people have to race to the toilet. I have a mantra, which is that you can never hurry. It only slows you down. And people tell me that they have to hurry when they wake up in the night and they have to get to the bathroom very quickly. Occupational therapists may devise home or personal modifications for people, such as suggesting a bathroom schedule. I frequently recommend to people that they just go to the toilet every 4 hours, whether they need to or not, so they can avoid having to hurry. We also might suggest adaptive strategies, such as wearing sturdy, well-fit rubber-soled shoes that have been shown to help people walk in their homes more safely. We'll also make sure that people are not allowing themselves to get dehydrated. This can cause people to faint if their blood pressure gets low.
Mary, do you have any implications for individuals that may relate to occupational therapy concerning falls prevention?
I do. I have one more risk factor that's been identified by the CDC, and it involves the answer to one question. And that question is, are you concerned about falling? If the answer to that question is yes, that you have concern about falling, or if you have concern that a loved one would fall, I would urge people to ask their doctor if they can see an occupational therapist at an outpatient setting or even in their homes. If that occupational therapist can perform a home safety evaluation, perhaps those falls can be avoided. 2012 study by Cochrane Review discovered that home safety evaluations do work. They do prevent falls, and that they are best when performed by an occupational therapist.
Mary, what sort of things would you look at if you did a home assessment?
When I have done home assessments and when occupational therapists go into people's homes, we look for common sense and practical strategies to help a person live more safely at home. One thing that occupational therapists will likely do if they do a home safety eval is to ask people to reduce clutter in their homes. It's important that people have clear pathways, that there's not stacks of books, magazines, there's not electrical or phone cords in the way. It's amazing how quickly those can get under people's toes. Another amazing culprit is throw rugs. Throw rugs love to trip people. They just lay in wait trying to catch a toe. And so I'll recommend to people, if they have throw rugs that they love, that have been in the family, that they hang those on the wall as work of arts, but get the other ones out of their way. It's important when I do home safety evals to make sure that grab bar placement is appropriate for those people. For the people living in the homes, they may need a grab bar higher or lower, or they may need a grab bar that they can pull on instead of push on if people experience arthritis, or we might choose to put a grab bar low in the tub if people prefer to take baths, or higher in the tub if people prefer to stand for the shower. It's very individualized, and we recommend choices that take into account a person's roles, a person's lifestyle, and a person's preferences.
I would think that being strong would be very important, especially if you're trying to get up and out of your chair or sit on a toilet, something like that. Do you have any recommendations for that?
I do. In the research I've conducted on falls prevention exercise programs, I've learned that many programs, including Tai Chi and yoga, can help people move without pain, right? Gain strength back in their arms and legs with less pain. It's important to know, though, that those are not the only answers. The researchers suggest that the best form of exercise is anything that the person will do. If people prefer gardening, that is good activity that can help keep their body strong. If people prefer dancing, if they prefer walking, all these activities are positive, and the activities that people will do and will enjoy can help keep them strong. If people have trouble moving without pain, that means that it's important to see an occupational therapist to get an individualized upper body exercise program that can help them restore that muscle strength without pain.
Mary, if someone feels like they are at risk for falling, where would they get more information?
In order for somebody to see an occupational therapist, right now they need to get a referral from their doctor. So people should call or see their doctor to ask to have an occupational therapy home evaluation. That can happen in the home, or sometimes that can happen at an outpatient clinic. Either can be very, very effective.
You can also, if you would like more information, you can check out New Mexico Occupational Therapy Association and the American Occupational Therapy Association at their websites, also listed on the KUNM webpage. Thank you so much for joining me today, Mary.
Thank you for this opportunity.